a possible breakthrough or breakdown on financial reform.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Senate Banking Committee Chair Chris Dodd said today he will unveil his own proposal to regulate the financial industry. Dodd is a Democrat, and he says he will put forth his measure on Monday without the support of a single Republican. Here to tell us what that might mean for you is University of Maryland business professor Peter Morici. He's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Professor Chris Dodd has been talking for months with Republicans on such things as a Consumer Financial Protection Agency to regulate credit cards and mortgages. Talking has not worked. What does his go-it-alone move tell us about what's actually going to become law?
Actually, Dodd and Corker were quite close. What this likely means is it tips the balance in favor of a stronger consumer regulator, regardless of whether it's housed separately or inside the Federal Reserve or some other new bank regulatory agency.
A stronger consumer regulator. So, for example, how will our listeners notice this difference in their lives?
If the regulator does his or her job right, we'll have more clarity when it comes to mortgages and credit card loans and perhaps an end to some of these credit card abuses.
So you think his going it alone without Republican support, you do think this standalone Consumer Financial Protection Agency will withstand the banking lobby?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be standalone. What matters here is not whether it stands alone or it's inside the Fed, is how much power the regulator has, because there's always going to be the issue of balancing consumer regulation and protecting the solvency of the banks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to overprotect consumers. In the past, Congress has forced banks to do things that have undermined their balance sheets in the names of helping consumers.
So does what's coming in your guesstimate seem like overregulation or not?
Well, I don't think it will be, because the banking lobby has a lot of influence on the Democratic side of the aisle as well. My feeling is at some point they'll put the consumer regulator inside the Fed or a new bank regulatory agency, and they will find a way to balance the power of the regulator with the consumer regulator with the power of the bank regulator, so that we can keep an eye on the balance sheet but have more clarity and fewer abuses when it comes to lending.
University of Maryland business professor Peter Morici, thank you.
Take care.
Tens of thousands of Greeks marched today against wage cuts they say will bankrupt that country's middle class. Greece's government says it has no choice because the country is bankrupt. From Athens, Joanna Kakisis reports.
They chanted and marched and waved banners that said tax the banks. A few protesters set off firebombs, smashed store windows, and occasionally clashed with the hundreds of riot police lining the streets of central Athens. Panayotis Zunakos is a 38-year-old musician who's been to every protest.
This is the only way they're going to hear us.
Greece owes more than 300 billion euros. If it defaults on that debt, other European countries could be in danger. Greek workers know the country is in trouble, but they say they cannot take any more cuts to their pay. They make less than most in Europe. Elias Dallas is the manager of an antique shop that demonstrators burned down in the 2008 riots here. He opposes the violence, but he's also against the spending cuts.
We are all affected by them, so it's good to protest, but in a more, let's say, gentle way.
Despite the street protests, the cuts will happen, and officials say more may be on the way. In Athens, I'm Joanna Kakisis for Marketplace.
The U.S. government said this morning Americans bought a lot fewer foreign cars and less foreign oil in January, and that helped the trade deficit shrink unexpectedly by 6.5%. Not such happy news. New claims for unemployment benefits fell by just 6,000 last week. That's less than economists were expecting. Those new jobless claims are still coming in at 462,000. Wall Street's not off by a whole lot this morning. S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are both down 0.1%. The Dow's off 5 points at 10,562. Asian markets were slightly higher today, but European shares did lose about 0.25% today. British officials say they're pressuring Facebook to make a panic button available on its web pages. A British teenager was killed by a man she met on the social networking site. Authorities in the UK are lobbying Facebook and other such sites to install a one-click button that lets kids get immediate police help if they think they're in danger.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
Late last night, the school board in Kansas City, Missouri, voted to close half the schools in its district to avoid going broke. Other districts around the country have been closing schools, but none to this extent. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Over the last 10 years, the Kansas City School District has lost more than half its students to redistricting and charter schools. Like a lot of places, state funding for the schools is based on enrollment, so with fewer students, there's less money. I talked to Christine Taylor Butler this morning. She has a 14-year-old daughter who's a student in the district. Taylor Butler's also a homeowner, so it's not just about education.
I'm concerned that the property values are going to be falling, specifically in neighborhoods who can least afford to handle that.
The city will close 28 schools and lay off more than 250 teachers. The hope is the district can avoid bankruptcy and have enough money left over to radically restructure the education system there. Arthur Benson is on the school board. He says this shouldn't be about economic development or real estate prices.
The primary purpose of a school district is to educate kids. It's not to, in the short term, provide any kind of economic program for the revitalization of neighborhoods.
He says in the longer term, the hope is better schools will lead to better educated kids and a better economy. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, Bank of America has apologized to a Pennsylvania woman after one of its contractors entered her house and confiscated her parrot. The bank says it erroneously believed the woman was defaulting on her mortgage, that her house was vacant, and that the parrot had been abandoned. And now, as you might guess, Polly wants a $50,000 civil damage award. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.